Well, I don't know if this thing's on. I don't think it is. Hello? Oh, there we go. Hey, it's on. You good, man? I think we both should have worn more deodorant. Good morning, congregation. And happy Children's Day. Or as I like to call it, Tiny Human Appreciation Sunday. excuse me. I'm used to using my Muppet voice, but for today I will be using my Southern preacher voice. So, excuse me, allow me to get into character. Ladies and gentlemen. Yes, that sounds more like it. Here we go. Yes. All right. What I want you to do is look around at the person next to you and say, God made you awesome. Yeah, very good. Now point to yourself and say, God made me awesome. I see that some of you adults didn't do it. So come on, humor the puppet. Jennifer, say, God made you awesome to the person next to you. God made you awesome. That didn't sound very excited. Did you know that I have a special mirror here somewhere? Let me see. Hold on. I got it. Never mind. I don't have a mirror that tells you you're beautiful, but did you know the Bible says, you knit me together in my mother's womb? That's talking about God. God knit us together in our mother's womb. That's in Psalm 139, verse 13, if you have your Bibles. I have my Bible right here. You gotta get it. You got it? Oh, you got it. Good. Yeah, the Bible says, you knit me together in my mother's womb. Psalm 139, verse 13. God made every part of you on purpose, you see. Your nose. Yep. Your giggle. Yep, on purpose. God made that, too.
That weird freckle behind your ear. Yep, on purpose. Okay, so now I know you all have been wondering about that little container that was in your seat. That's air dry clay. And that now's the time. Everyone can open that up if you have one. Please open it up. I found my mirror. When you look in the mirror, this special mirror shows that you are awesome. It shows that you're beautiful. Do you want to look in the mirror?
No.
See, look in that mirror there. Say, when you look in that mirror, don't you look awesome?
I don't.
Look in it. Who can't see it? Well, look in there. Do you have your eyes open? Okay, well, trust me, you look awesome. And that's coming from a puppet, so that means something. All right, you all got your clay opened up?
Yep.
All right, now what I want you to do is go ahead and make something fearful or wonderful. Your choice, you get to choose fearful or wonderful, but you got to make something with your clay. Go ahead and make that now. I made an example one earlier, but it kind of looked like the cross between a porcupine and a potato, and I was terrified, so I didn't want to show it to you because I didn't want to scare you. I didn't want it to be too fearful today. So making something fearful or wonderful, right? We want to make something that makes you go, eek! Or maybe, aww. Or maybe, wow! All right, so can you hold up your shapes? Let me see what's wonderful or fearful out there. Hannah, let me see yours. Is that fearful or wonderful?
It's a mouse.
Well, I can see that now. That's why I was so afraid. Let's see. Floyd, let me see that work of art you got going over there. You're not done yet? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's so nice. That I love that loaf of bread you made there. What? What is it though? Oh. Uh-huh. Sure. Well, did you know that the Bible says in Psalm 139, verse 14, I am fearfully and wonderfully made? What does that mean, fearfully? That sounds scary. Well, fearfully comes from the Hebrew word yareh. Can you say yareh? You got to say it kind of like hooray, only yareh. So like yareh. And what that means in Hebrew is that God made you with so much care and love and power that it should make us say, whoa. I remember one time I went to the Kennedy Space Center and I walked into the room where they got the Saturn V rocket. And I looked at those big engines as you come around the corner and I said, whoa. And then security escorted me out because they said there's no puppets allowed. And I said, aww. And wonderfully means unique, one of a kind, set apart. God didn't make you meh. He made you wow. You know, we all wear a lot of hats around here. We all wear a lot of hats, don't we? I got a lot of hats. You got a lot of hats?
No.
We wear different hats, different times. That's an expression, you wear a lot of hats, you know? It means you do different things at different times. I got a lot of hats. Can y'all see that one? This one's my favorite. This one suits me well. Yeah, I think I'll wear this one.
So we all wear a lot of hats. Some people are loud and wiggly. Some people are quiet and thoughtful. Some like bugs, and some like books. All of us are God's children, though, and we're all part of God's plan. It's like we each hold a piece of the puzzle. By the way, there's a puzzle over there that's after church, if you're here for the lunch, work on that puzzle, because it was supposed to be done on New Year's Eve, but we're all a piece of the puzzle, you know? You're a piece of God's big picture. Without you, something is missing. And did you know, parents, Psalm 127 says, children are like an arrow in the hands of a warrior. That means you weren't made to sit on a shelf. You were made to fly. And you weren't made to just fly around and fly anywhere, any old place, but you were made to hit a specific target. God made you special. Parents, I could never do your job. I mean, literally, I'm a puppet. I don't have what it takes to be a parent. But let me tell you what the Bible says about your children. They are like arrows in the hands of a mighty warrior. Mighty warriors aim their arrows, and where they aim their arrows matters. Where are you aiming your arrows, parents? Allow me to demonstrate the importance of aim. Can I get a volunteer, please? I need a volunteer to hold my target while I shoot arrows at you. Can I get a volunteer? Come on up here, right on the stage, right by the pulpit. All right, who do we got here? Emma? Who is that? Emma? Yep, okay, Emma, hold that. I need you to step aside a little bit so I have some range here with my bow and arrow. Good, 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 good. Now, oh. This is too easy. That's too short of a distance. If y'all haven't tried blindfolded bow and arrow, you just don't know what you're missing. Get it? That was a joke. That was a dad joke. If you haven't tried blindfolded archery, you don't know what you're missing. Get it? All right. Allow me to demonstrate. The brave Emma Grace is going to hold the target while I blindfoldedly shoot at her. Did I hit it?
No.
No? All right, let me try again. Somebody bring me the arrow again. Is my blindfold on okay? Okay, I can't see. I can't see if it's on or not. All right. Emma Grace, move a little bit closer. I can't quite see you with my blindfold on. Okay. Yeah, there we go. All right, ready? Aim. Fire! See, that's skill right there, blindfolded archery. I missed? Did you say I missed? Well, that's exactly, actually, how the Bible describes sin. Stay right there, Emma Grace. The Bible describes sin as missing the mark. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We might aim and miss, or sometimes we aren't even pointed in the right direction. Sometimes we've got our bow and arrow pointed completely opposite of where God says it should be. Sometimes we're distracted. Like you might have been by the people behind the curtain. Sometimes we're distracted. Sometimes we're wicked. Sometimes we're rebellious. And sometimes we just plain fall short of the target, even though we're aiming at it. But did you know the Bible says that God forgives wickedness, rebellion, and sin? And that word sin in the original language means to fall short of the target. Emma Grace, can you set the target down there on that glass table, please, and take a seat? But God doesn't throw us away when we miss. He picks us up, forgives us, and helps us aim again. So let's sum this up. God knit you together. God made you fearfully and wonderfully. And God is still shaping you like clay. He's the potter and you are the clay. And God wants to launch you like an arrow. You are not done yet. You are not a mistake. You were made on purpose, and your best shot is still to come. So let's close with a song. It's called "You Are the Potter and I Am the Clay," or at least that's some of the words to the song. Let's sing that together.